Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, what up, what up? Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. So glad to have you on this Thursday. So we're getting closer and closer to the Super Bowl, but you know who's not getting closer and closer to the Super Bowl? You can say who, Maggie?
Wait, who?
The Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys aren't getting any closer to a Super Bowl. And
I'm not going to set you up to dunk on the Cowboys today. It's Super Bowl week. How could the Cowboys catch a stray?
Well, they are because Jerry's again found another microphone because there isn't one on earth that he won't speak into. And this is like no hyperbole. This is not just radio show stuff. If I was a Dallas Cowboy fan, hearing Jerry Jones's comments today or yesterday, I guess, at the Senior Bowl, this is the saddest I would be to date. This is the no hope for you. And I'm sorry to say that because I'm someone who thought that this roster was really good. And, you know, I think that there is a lot of promise for this team. And I'm not a Jerry Jones like hater or someone who thinks that he's just a clown or something like that. But if he's being honest here, this is as low as I think it gets as a Cowboy fan.
I'm reluctant, even though by nature I'm a wildcatter. Anybody that thinks I won't take a chance has misread the tea leaves. But I do think longer term, and I'm real hesitant to bet it all for a year.
Boom. I mean, you're not even thinking that way, right? And I get it. If you're the owner of the team and you're the general manager, you're going to be here as an owner for the team. You're never getting fired. You only want the team to keep growing. So I guess being mediocre to good is good enough because you want the sustained, you know, keeping people in, drawing them in, thinking there's a chance, but they're not willing to go the extra mile, even if they feel like they have a team that's ready to win.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on what you're saying.
Yeah.
You want Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, to be more impulsive. This is the guy who they physically had to hold back from drafting Johnny Manziel, who's never loved a splash move or seen a splash move he didn't love. Jerry, if it was up to Jerry, he would have an all-pro team every year and be in dead cap space for the next 25 years. The fact that people are able to hold him back and build a team that is going to be able to contend every year is a miracle, and I think a good miracle for the Cowboys. Because if Jerry had his way, they would probably be the most bloated team on earth and 5-12.
Listen, seven teams in each conference make the playoffs. It shouldn't be that hard just to make the playoffs if you have a quarterback you're paying $40 million, so obviously he's good enough, and you have good skill position players, and you've got some real talent on the team. What happens, though, when you feel like you're close? That doesn't mean that you have to, like, completely shoot everything into the sun, but it does mean you have to take some bigger risks. You do have to take some bigger flyers.
Like signing Odell Beckham Jr., which Jerry desperately wanted to do, even though Odell couldn't play football.
No, Jerry only wanted to say he wanted to sign Odell.
Oh, get out of here. You don't think he wanted to sign Odell Beckham Jr.?
You know, honestly, though, it's a non-starter because Odell was never going to play.
He wanted him in that building just to hang out with him.
He can do that next year.
Right, and that's the kind of thing Jerry Jones does. Jerry Jones has to be held back to stay in the middle because he wants to make big flash moves that make no sense. That's always been his MO.
Okay, but what is it recently? Because
it's been a great team building process. I think we should be complimenting for some of the moves that Jerry Jones has made in the last 5 years.
I know.
He overpaid Zeke and he overpaid Dak. But he did draft Micah Parsons. He did draft Trayvon Diggs.
Yep.
He's got excellent players all over his roster. I think that's good team building. He's won 12 games two years in a row. That's okay. Not bad team building.
12 games 2 years in a row. And Andrew Perloff, can you name for me the last time that the Dallas Cowboys went to the playoffs in back-to-back years?
I'm not sure.
2005, 2006. Can you name the time before that when they went to the playoffs in back-to-back years?
The championship years, I imagine.
Nope. 98, 99. Troy Aikman was still the quarterback. So
you're saying that they finally figured it out?
No. You're saying that they're like have all this sustained success, and I'm telling you that's a myth.
Well, I'm saying now they do. Jerry has been constrained. Going back
Johnny
to 2015.
Was in the draft in 2014.
Right.
It's been almost 10 years.
Jerry has changed his tone and has been more reasonable of late. He's built a really good young team, and they're going to be really good for a while now because they have Micah Parsons.
Okay, so they're going to be really good for a while.
Yeah, and guess what? They're going to be in the tournament. They'll definitely be the favorite in the NFC East next year.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but as Jerry.
What are you talking about?
As Jerry rightfully pointed out, they're all in for this year, but everybody's gone next year. They're losing half their team.
You have two first-round picks next year, and you have a quarterback who's on a rookie deal still.
You don't think the Cowboys are going to be favored over the Eagles next year? The Eagles lose Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham.
Nope, Graham wants to play.
He's not playing in Philly.
Okay.
James Bradbury, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Jason Kelsey, maybe Lane Johnson, Miles Sanders. That whole team's going away. So what? They have a bunch of rookies that they're going to throw in there? They're not going to help next year.
They won't be rookies next year. And Howie Roseman has been one of the good team builders. The fact that the Eagles are a team that looks like they're all in for this year and still has a top 10 draft pick next year because you fleece the New Orleans Saints, that's not the Rams.
I'm telling you right
now. The cupboard's bare.
It's definitely the Rams. They're going to lose more than the Rams lost by a lot.
Okay, well,
they're going to lose 9 starting players.
Okay, put your Eagles fandom aside.
No. But they're definitely losing a lot more than the Rams lost, just on paper.
So here's the thing, though. This is why if I'm a Cowboys fan, though, I'm ticked off today. And I feel like, or not even ticked off. This is kind of like the realization sort of setting in, which is you're always going to have a good team. And Jerry's good enough for you to just have a good team.
Jerry wants a Super Bowl more than anybody. You don't think he sits in that? Oh, my gosh. You think that he's just trying to keep the Cowboys relevant? He goes into that owner's room, and it must kill him to watch other owners having won the Lombardi Trophy. Kills him. I think of the 32 owners, he wants a Super Bowl worse than any single one of them.
If we had Jerry Jones here sitting in our studio, and we gave him truth serum, said, Jerry, you can either win a Super Bowl or you can never make another public appearance again as long as you live. You have to be just a rich person in obscurity and you can never talk into another microphone or do another interview.
You gave him one more Super Bowl, Lombardi, next year.
I said you can win one or you can never talk into a camera ever again.
At 80 years old, he would take the one Super Bowl because he's 80.
So he's got to.
He's so desperate to win that Lombardi Trophy. He wants it so bad. No owner takes a loss worse than Jerry. You see him after these losses. He's a fan. He's a gigantic fan.
I watched John Mara throw a chair once in a suite.
Mara, the anonymous Giants owner, who's that's been awful for 15 years.
But you can't say he doesn't care. I literally watched like a 70-year-old dude throw a chair in an owner's box.
Oh, John Mara, what? Did his Grey Poupon run out? Forget John Mara.
Jerry's doing the draft from a yacht. Who's like the more hoity-toity rich person?
Jerry defines himself by those trophies. And I know you're saying this idea that he just wants to be good. He started out with Lombardi trophies, and that's... He's always wanted to get back. He's so hungry for that. And I think he hates not winning. I'm sure he does. I know as a fact he does.
Jerry might hate losing.
He thinks he's the smartest guy in that owner's room.
Probably.
By far. And this kills him.
Jerry also.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Has already gotten into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Check that box off. He has the most valuable franchise in North America. Who's more? Maybe the Yankees?
I think in the world now. I think they passed.
I don't know about Man United.
I think he was listed as number one this year on Forbes.
I mean, he's gotten all that just by this team being good. They don't even have to be great. And that's where if it's me, I'm just saying if I'm the fan of the Cowboys, that ticks me off. Because it's what I always knew, like in the back of my mind, it's what I always knew is that I have a GM who can't be fired. So I have somebody who is more interested in keeping the value of the franchise high. And it's so high now, I don't even know what a Super Bowl even does for the Dallas Cowboys. Like they're still going to be the most valuable franchise. And it's not that I don't think he wants to win, but he just told you he just wants to be good.
Yeah.
Not great, good.
First of all, that wasn't his motive at all with that. It's very obvious what his motive
was. What was that?
He's saying his cross-division rival, the Eagles, had to sell out everything for this 1 year, and then they're just going to fall off a cliff like the Rams did.
Okay.
So he's kind of just denigrating. He's like, well, we have a team that's built to last, and this team is going to be one and done.
Built to last? They haven't been to the NFC Championship game since 1995. Built to last, my ass.
Well,
what is that?
The trend is good. They've won 12 games 2 years in a row. As you notice, they have.
Fantastic. You're paying your quarterback $40 million. I hope that gets you 12 wins. And he didn't even play for five of those games.
They should roll the NFC East next year. They should get back.
Congrats.
I have to say, they should win 13 games, be a number one seed, and finally beat San Francisco at home. I mean, they were pretty close this year. There was a couple plays that could have gone differently. San Francisco is a really good team.
Okay,
and they were in San Francisco, and they played them basically to even.
You love Nick Sirianni. You love him as a coach. I know you do. We talk about it.
I like Nick Sirianni a lot, yeah.
Brian Daboll's most likely going to win Coach of the Year.
That Coach of the Year, yeah, the one that Matt Nagy won 3 years ago.
Okay.
You think the Cowboys have any fear of the Giants?
No, I'm just saying, do you think Mike McCarthy is, where would you rank him amongst coaches in the NFC East?
I think if you give me the dream team of Dan Quinn and Mike McCarthy, they're right there. I think they're going to. They roll the Giants. Did they beat them twice this year? I think so.
With Cooper Rush one of the times.
Yeah, they beat them on Thanksgiving or Christmas or one of those holidays. I know because the Giants backdoor covered on me and I was really mad about
it. Yeah.
Those teams aren't even close right now. And I think the Cowboys are actually going to be better next season because they're going to bring in a receiver, maybe Odell. That was their big thing. They had Noah Brown was their number two option.
Bring in Odell. I mean, that's...
Bring in some receiver. Bring in anybody who can catch anything.
That's not the all-in move.
Well, they're definitely going to bring in a veteran receiver, which is going to change everything. And they'll be healthier on the offensive line. I'm telling you, I'll bet you right now they are the Vegas favorite in that division because it's going to be bloody mess in Philly after the season.
The question of the day is, if you're a Cowboy fan, was that hard to hear? Jerry just told you. They just want to be good. They don't want to be great. They don't have to be. His franchise is so rich without them even winning a Super Bowl. Since 95? I mean, to not make the NFC Championship game since 95? Yikes. I thought that was a big admission. What was it, yesterday at the Senior Bowl? Jerry in a baseball cap talking to the media?
I'm literally...
Casual Jerry?
I'm going to the exact opposite of you. Of 32 NFL owners, there is no one more desperate to win a Super Bowl than Jerry Jones. He defines himself by that more than any other owner. You think Jeffrey Lurie's going to have a near panic attack if the Eagles lose this one? No. First of all, I already won one.
Yeah,
You think Ziggy Wilf has as much pride as Jerry Jones? You think that Arthur Blank is going to lose sleep like Jerry Jones? Jerry Jones wears losses. Did you see him at the end of the San Francisco game? He's throwing things around the owner's box. He defines himself by Super Bowl trophies.
No.
He's already got the most valuable team. He's never going to spend any of that money. They're never going to sell the team. What does he care? That means nothing to him anymore. You think he cares?
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever met a rich person? 855-212. I know you have.
Do you think he cares about Steven's value in 15 years after he's dead? He could care less.
Why do you think, and how do you think billionaires become billionaires? They could have stopped at $500 million.
No.
Something keeps them going. It's the love of money.
No, the value of the Cowboys, he's already said he's going to give it to his kids. The value of the Cowboys means nothing to him at this point because he does not care if Stephen Jones is going to sell the team in 20 years. That story is gone.
The value of the Cowboys is what gives him the leverage with the other owners.
Oh, you know
makes him the one owner that stands above the other owners. What else would it be? Because he's so litigious? Well, so is Dan Snyder.
I'll tell you, he never would have gotten that if he didn't have three championships. That's what gave him original leverage. And that's when he started to take over the league. These are the titles.
Yeah.
And nothing would give him... If Jerry Jones...
If he really was about Super Bowls, he would have never ran Jimmy Johnson out.
Well, that was ego. But that wasn't on purpose. He didn't think when
I would never.
He didn't think when Jimmy left that he wasn't going to win another Super Bowl. He's Jerry Jones. He thought he was going to win every year. This was just a shot at the Eagles for selling out 1 year. I can't believe you're saying Jerry Jones is he's too cautious, because that is not Jerry Jones' story as a Cowboys owner.
He's telling you right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to take that risk. He doesn't want to go the all in because he's afraid of what the of the backfire of it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get a team that's right there that needs the push, doesn't want to do it.
So
won't
okay.
do it.
So you're in this argument then, anytime a team goes all in is good then.
I think when
it's
you're
all
on
in
the
when it works.
As a fan,
yeah.
I appreciate it if I'm close
yeah.
that that the owner goes all in.
Right, like the Broncos last year or the Chargers or the Raiders and Stu's AFC West with all those gigantic signings. That was great, right?
Okay, here's a question. Are you not later today going to give me 10 reasons why you think the Broncos are going to work?
I think they were, but I think all those offseason signings were a disaster. I think the Raiders going all in with Chandler Jones and the Chargers going all in with Khalil Mack and J.C. Jackson, and Denver going all in with Russell Wilson, all in fails way more than it works. Way more. Most big free agent signings are a complete bust. I think Jerry should be applauded for the way he's built this current team.
Be applauded if you're never going to win a Super Bowl. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right, there you go. So a little Cowboys to start us off today. We have a lot more for you on today's show. Later on, one of the most ferocious pass rushers, outside linebackers in the NFL is going to be on this show. TJ Watt of your Pittsburgh Steelers is going to join us a little bit later on after that. Michael Lombardi, our favorite former general manager, who will try to make sense of some of this front office and coaching news stuff that we have to get to, along with quarterbacks. So glad to have you with us right here on Maggie and Perloff. You can listen to us across the country on CBS Sports Radio. You can also hang out with us on youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Head there now. Come hang in the chat with the rest of the Weedos and the Purple Drinkers and come and have a good time. All right. Coming up, of course, your phone calls are welcome at 855-212-4227. Also, Devontae Adams answering questions about Aaron Rodgers on social media. Perloff, what did he say and what does it mean for next season? We'll tell you right after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.